Hi, and welcome to the Beyond the Verses podcast, a podcast aimed at discussing various issues of life, encouraging honest and vulnerable conversations, looking to scripture for guidance on how to approach said issues, and overall just encouraging one another in building up our Christian faith. I am your host, Nasara Usman, and if this is your first time listening, I would like to formally welcome you to the Beyond the Verses family. And if this isn't your first time listening in, I'm super excited to have you back. So thank you all for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Let's get right into it. So guys, today I would like to speak on dealing with disappointments and hurt in relationships. And I'm not referring to romantic relationships because I feel like that's the first thing that comes to mind when people hear the word relationship. But I'm talking about friendships. I'm talking about familial relationships. I'm talking about relationships with your coworkers, relationships with people you do business with, relationships with people that you attend youth group with or that you go to church with, whatever the case may be. I don't think there's anybody alive that does not have a relationship with at least one other person, because we were created to desire relationship. God is a relational being himself. When we think about the Trinitarian nature of God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, we already see that God himself is a relational being, and we are said to have been created, or not even said to have been, we have been created in his image and his likeness. And so we were created to desire relationship, to desire relationship with God, to desire relationship with other human beings, right? So it is impossible to find anybody that doesn't have a relationship with at least one person. Now, relationships are beautiful, relationships are fulfilling, they are empowering, they help you, the people that you're in relationships with help you to get through life, help you to get through the difficulties of life, they help you to celebrate your successes, they help to encourage you when you're down, and all of those things. And when you are in healthy, loving relationships with other human beings, you know, who pour into you and you also pour into them, it can be very enriching. But one side of relationships too that can be bad is that in relationships we are vulnerable, because we are basically exposing ourselves to potentially getting hurt by somebody. And it would be lovely to be like, oh, when you find a friend, or when you find a romantic partner, or when you're born into a family, that you're going to receive healthy love. It would be wonderful to assume that that's the truth for every single person. But the sad thing is that because we are human beings, and our human nature causes us to sin, and our human nature causes us to be prideful and to be selfish, sometimes people hurt us. Many times people hurt us, whether intentionally or unintentionally. And it also goes the other way. We sometimes hurt people, whether intentionally or unintentionally. So while relationships were designed by God to be good, because everything that God made was good, the sin factor in our lives, when Adam and Eve ate the fruit and disobeyed God, the sin factor that has come into our own lives now, and that is present in our human nature, now has, what's the word I would use, has distorted what relationships were supposed to be, the way that God intended for them to be. So experiencing hurt or disappointment in any relationship that you have with anybody, whether it's your family member, your friend, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, is inevitable. You know, there are obviously varying levels of hurt and disappointment that you face. Sometimes somebody might just say something to you that, you know, wasn't very thoughtful. The person didn't think it through and it did hurt your feelings. But, you know, you might just be like, hey, you said this and it hurt my feelings. And the person's like, oh, I'm so sorry. That's not what I intended, but I'm really sorry that I said that and I didn't mean it that way. This is what I was trying to say. And you're able to move forward. You're able to, you know, you're able to move past it because you've had a conversation and all is well. But on the other hand, there are deeper levels of hurts. There are deeper, more sinister levels of hurt that people might inflict on us or that we might inflict on others that requires a lot to be able to get past. And I think that's what I'm trying to talk about today. I'm not trying to focus on the little, maybe somebody offended you or, somebody said something or somebody did something that you didn't like, or, I'm not talking about the, I'm not trying to undermine those hurts as well, but I'm trying to talk about things that people do that fundamentally break trust and that can cause trauma even in relationships. So things like a partner like cheating on their spouse, or a parent being verbally, emotionally, or physically abusive to their kids, or all of the above, or having friends that are constantly putting you down, having friends that are constantly making fun of you or trying to make you feel less than, having coworkers that are constantly undermining your authority or making you feel like you would never amount to anything. People that basically just are downright toxic. Let me just use that word. I try to avoid using the word toxic, but I'm going to just use the word toxic. I'm talking about toxic relationships, toxic relationship dynamics. Now, talking about how to deal with this is very important because we're going to be hurt by somebody at some point or another. We're going to be deeply hurt by somebody at some point in our lives. We pray that it never happens, but it's going to happen if it hasn't already happened. And it's important to know how to deal with it. Now, I'm not saying that I have all the answers or anything like that, but I just wanted to share a little bit about how the Holy Spirit has helped me handle dealing with hurt and disappointment now, because I'm actually currently walking through a season where I have been deeply hurt and I've been deeply disappointed by somebody that I really cared about. But God has been helping me, and I just wanted to share a little bit about what you can do to help in to basically get through that kind of situation. So when you've been hurt by someone, as a Christian, we're called to a higher standard of living. And I know that we live in a society that basically pushes this an eye for an eye mentality, where it's like, if someone does something to you, it's like, nah, you can't let that person get away with it. You have to fight back. You can't let someone disrespect you because, if you allow disrespect, if you allow it slide, then you're teaching people how to treat you. Right? So it's like you have to react. You must react. Now, I do understand that there is a place and a time where you have to stand up for yourself. There is a place and a time for fighting for what is right and for fighting against any form of injustice that has been carried out against you or another person that you know. I agree that there is a time and a place for you to speak up, to quote unquote fight back, not physically, but to stand your ground and stand in truth that is built on the foundation of the Word of God, right? There is a time and a place for that. But I also want to remind us that as Christians, we are called not to be vengeful. As Christians, we can question people who wrong us, but we are also expected to practice self-protection without a desire for personal revenge. So you can confront someone about something, but let it not be that it's coming from a place of seeking revenge, of I want you to feel the same thing, the pain and the hurt that I am feeling. It should never come from a place like that. It should never come from a place like that. And, the first thing that I think you should do when you've been hurt by someone is pray. Pray to God to help you deal with that situation. Ask the Holy Spirit how He wants you to handle that particular situation. And I know that sounds very like cliche. It's like, yeah, we're told to pray all the time. But I'm telling you that it's very important for you to pray, because the Holy Spirit will give you peace that you didn't even know you could have during that season, because you are seeking His face. He can't even tell you the right things to say. He can tell you what steps you need to take that would not even make that situation escalate, right? So first of all, I would say pray to God to help you know how to deal with that situation. Another thing I would say is don't act in a vengeful manner, but ensure that you stand your ground and that you do fight for what you believe in. So there are situations whereby people would gossip about you, people would, you know, defame your character, and or maybe, you know, somebody tries to bully you, or somebody, you know, I don't know, just, or somebody cheats on you or something like that. And now you feel like, because you're a Christian, it's like, oh, I'm just going to let it go. Yes, there are times to let it go. But I think if there's a situation where you have an opportunity to speak your mind and to talk to this person and speak truth, you should take that opportunity. You should take that opportunity, you know. And don't let anybody bully you. Don't let anybody make you feel like, oh, well, you must forgive me and we must become friends now that you've forgiven me. Because, I mean, if you don't forgive me and take me back into your life, and that means that you're not really a Christian. No, I don't subscribe to that. I don't think that forgiveness necessarily means having to accept that person back into your life, or having to remain in that person's life, particularly if the relationship has become extremely toxic. You know, and if it's like a romantic relationship now, for example, and you know that you're being abused, whether verbally, whether physically, whether emotionally, just leave. It's not worth it. There's no point in trying to stay. Just leave. Pray for the person that has offended you. That's another thing. Because, like I said, there are a range of relationships that we have in our lives. So for a romantic relationship now, I can pack my things and be like, I'm done. Thank you for the time that we've spent together, but I'm not going to have to deal with this. But when it comes to relationship with a family member now, for example, I can't just be like, I'm packing my bags and I'm leaving. Especially if it's like a parent. You can't just like get up and go. Especially if you're still, you know, financially dependent on them and you still live under their roof and everything. So you have to begin to pray for that person. Pray that the Lord would speak to them, and pray that the Lord would open their eyes to the ways that they are hurting you. But at the same time, it's also important that you yourself start setting some boundaries between yourself and that person. You also need to guard your heart, you know, because the Bible says guard your heart above all else, for out of it flows the springs of life. So you also have to begin to be intentional in setting some boundaries in how you relate with this person, so that you are guarding your heart. And that could mean maybe lowering your expectations of this person, not putting that person on a pedestal anymore, if that person was already put on a pedestal. Lowering your expectations and begin to see people as flawed human beings like yourself. I think it's easier for you to have compassion towards people, even when they hurt you, when you just realize that what you're doing is not a reflection of, what you're doing to me is not a reflection of who I am. It's not a reflection of my worth or my value, but it's only a reflection of what is going on inside your own heart. I am not responsible for any pain or any trauma that you might be experiencing, but I can feel compassionate towards you. But my compassion does not mean that I have to neglect my own personal feelings and my own emotional health to help you deal with what you're going through. I have to place a boundary and ensure that whatever it is that you're dealing with doesn't spill over into my own life and begin to cause chaos. I want to be there for you, but we have to have some healthy boundaries. Now, what those boundaries look like for you would be dependent on your relationship with this person. You know, it's every relationship is different. So you have to figure out what those boundaries would look like for you. Now, I think something that a lot of Christians struggle with is feeling like, okay, I'm called to forgive. You know, Jesus says we're called to a life of forgiveness. We're meant to forgive people who hurt us and everything. So is it okay for me as a Christian to be like, I forgive somebody, but then I move on and cut that person off? Like, is that me being loving? And I think that, yes, it's okay. I think it's okay for you to leave your relationship. I think it's okay for you to remove somebody from your life gradually or abruptly, whatever the situation calls for. Particularly if attempts have been made to diffuse the situation or to reconcile. I don't know. But whatever the case may be, I think it's okay to do that, because it all boils down to, I don't know. I lost my train of thought for a second, but like, sometimes loving like Jesus means letting people go, because it's easy for you to feel like, oh, you know what, let me love this person and let me just keep on, you know, just like letting them do whatever it is that they're doing to me. But you don't realize that you're actually becoming an enabler of that person's bad behavior. And you thinking you're being loving by trying to maintain a relationship with that person, and the person isn't learning a lesson. The person isn't seeing that there are consequences for their actions. You're becoming an enabler, and that person doesn't actually get any chance to step back and reflect on how they may have hurt you or hurt other people around them, right? And I know that it's hard, because even, you know, like in Matthew 5, Jesus said, you have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to take and if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. People have used this verse to guilt a lot of people who are believers into feeling like, if I do something to you, then you shouldn't do anything back. You shouldn't even say anything. You shouldn't even speak up. And I don't think that's what this passage meant, because I had to do some research and be like, what exactly does the scripture mean? Right? And yes, Jesus is imploring us to still extend kindness to those who have hurt us. Yes, he's telling us that we should still love our enemies. But he wasn't saying that just because we are believers, that if somebody wrongs us, that we don't do anything about it. He was just saying, don't do anything from a place of vengeance. Don't do anything from a place of anger. Let whatever action that you take in response to somebody hurting you be one that is filled with love and filled with compassion, one that stumps the person and just confuses the person into not even understanding, like, what is going on. In Romans 12, verse 19 to 21, it says, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Vengeance is not for me. Vengeance is not for you. Vengeance is for the Lord. And I think a lot of the time we forget the God that we serve is so powerful, that anything, like, he's such a powerful God. And we don't have to handle things in a physical way, in an unspiritual way. Our job is to forgive. Forgive. And if you need to step away from the situation, If you can, step away from the situation. If it has become unbearable, step away from the situation and let the person go and pray for them while they're gone. You don't have to be in the person's life and feel like, oh, you know what, I'm going to love this person to Jesus. No, sometimes loving them, loving like Jesus, is letting them go and allow God do with them what he will. Let God be the judge. You cannot be the judge. And that's so hard. And it's so difficult. It is so difficult. But it is what we're called to do. We are called to overcome evil with good. And that is contrary to what society will tell us. Society will tell us to allow the evil overcome us. If you can't beat them, join them. But we are called to let God's light shine so brightly. Let the good that is in us, because we have Christ, to overcome that evil that has been done. Sometimes you don't even know that in forgiving and in letting somebody go and in treating somebody with kindness and compassion that they may not even deserve, that in that way, you don't know that you're ministering to somebody else. You don't know. It may not happen that second, but I can guarantee you that even if it takes years down the line, that person is going to remember, like, wow, I did this thing to this person, and this is how they responded. That person was a true Christian. And that might even want to spur that person, or that might even make that person to want to go and learn more about Jesus and be like, how was that person able to even handle the situation like this? You know? Now, it's very easy for us to talk about when people hurt us, but on the flip side, sometimes we hurt people. Yeah. Yes, sometimes we are the ones that do the hurting. And that's even harder, because now you have to admit that you are the toxic one. You have to admit that you are the person that, you know, that was wrong. And because we are prideful, it's hard to admit that sometimes. It takes the special grace of God for you to be like, look, I'm sorry that I hurt you. And I know this because before I gave my life to Christ, I was a very angry person. I was very bitter about so many things. I was upset. I felt like life had dealt me a terrible deck of cards, and I didn't think it was fair. And I had this mentality that I needed to, and not that I needed to hurt people, but then I wouldn't allow people to get close to me. Or even if I did, or somehow I managed to let you get close to me, I was just always waiting for the day that you would hurt me. And if you did, I would do my own back. I will take revenge. Or sometimes I would even hurt you before you hurt me. I think that was more with romantic relationships than with friendships, because I do value my friendships. But I had that mentality that was wrong, and I was hurting people. And I was one of those people that would say, well, I mean, I'm just brutally honest, you know that nonsense that people say. But I hurt people with some of the things that I said, with some of the things that I did. Now, how do you respond when you realize that you're causing someone pain? You have to repent, and you have to ask for forgiveness from that person. If you're still in contact with the person, some people, you don't even have their phone numbers anymore, anything like that. So that's different, but you can pray to God and be like, Lord, I know that I hurt this person. Please let them find it in their heart to forgive me and also help me moving forward. But if you still have contact with that person, reach out to that person and be like, hey, look, I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings. At the time, I didn't think about my actions. At the time, I didn't think about how this would affect you. But I see that it's affecting our relationship. And I value our relationship. And I would really hope that you would give me a chance to gain your trust again, or to rebuild what has been broken. Now, you have to understand that just because you've come and apologized to someone doesn't mean that they owe you the right to come back into their lives. Sometimes some people, in the same way you feel the need to cut people off, it's the same way that people might feel the need to cut you off because you were the toxic person in their lives. If someone decides not to allow you back in their lives, don't start calling them names. That's fine. Respect it and move on. Because you don't know the boundaries that that person has. You don't know what that person has said. Look, this is the only thing I'm going to tolerate, and I don't want to tolerate this. So just keep it moving and just pray to God for grace to help you. I mentioned earlier that that I am currently walking through a season of hurts and disappointment, and it hasn't been easy. It really hasn't been. I had to make some difficult decisions, but I'm glad that I listened and obeyed the Holy Spirit, and to the glory of God, I have peace. That's the most important thing. I have peace of mind. And I know that what I did was hard, but it was the right thing. And this is why it's important for us to make ourselves subject to the Holy Spirit. Because I found myself one day, and I'm not saying this, I'm not trying to make myself sound like I'm very righteous or I'm so good, because I was angry, don't get me wrong. I was angry. I was angry with myself. I was angry with the parties involved. I was angry because I just felt like, how could you guys do this to me? I was upset, but I found myself praying for these people. I find myself still praying for these people. And this is not because I know that this is not coming from my flesh. I know that it's not. And I know that it's the Holy Spirit helping me through, teaching me how to deal with hurt, and just trusting that and hoping that they learn from this experience. And even if they don't, praying that they heal from whatever it is that is causing them pain so that they don't do the same thing to another person in the future. So dealing with hurts and disappointments in relationships is inevitable. You cannot escape it. But how you respond when people hurt you, and how you respond when you realize that you've also hurt people, really shows whether you're maturing in the faith or not. If you are reacting in your flesh, then you must go to God and say, God, I need to give this to you. I need to give this to you because on my own, I will do something that I'm not supposed to do as your son, as your daughter. So help me, give me the grace to navigate this terrain that's rough and messy and complicated because people's emotions are involved, And just trust that God will help you heal. It will take time, but He will help you heal. Sometimes the Lord exposes certain things in our lives, in our friendships, with people, because that person's time is done in your life and you're going somewhere. And certain people can't follow you where you're going. And so they have to be dropped along the way. And sometimes you have to be the one that is dropped along the way. There have been people that have, removed me from their lives. And I don't take offense because it's just like, okay, that person is going somewhere and I'm not in God's plan for that person's life. I don't have to be there as a friend. We don't have to be close. But I will still support you in any way that I can, right? And so I hope that this episode at least gets each and every one of us thinking about the disappointment and the hurt that we face, thinking about how we've reacted in the past, reflecting on that and seeing if there is a pattern that we need to change, and beginning to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to deal with people Because dealing with people is difficult. It's very hard because we're complex, we're multifaceted people. We come with different different opinions, we come with different we come with different views on life, we come with different philosophies. So, come with different upbringings. So dealing with people is difficult on its own. But I pray that this conversation helps us to dig deep and rely more on the Holy Spirit when it comes to any type of relationship we have. Any type of relationship. The importance of God in every relationship is key. It cannot be overemphasized. Don't only pray to God for things that you need, but pray to God about your friendships. Pray to God about your family. Pray to God about your romantic relationships. Pray to God about your relationships with people in the office. Pray to God about your relationship with people in the church. He will help you. You just have to be willing to ask. So, yeah, that's all for today, guys. Thank you for joining in. And, you know, if you haven't already, follow me on Instagram at BeyondTheVersesPod. I will write it out in the podcast description. So please check it out and follow the Instagram page. There is some new stuff that's going to be coming and I'm excited. So yes, I hope to see you guys in our next conversation. Bye.